Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us is the District 4 Director for the Michigan State University Extension, Julie Darnton. Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's been a long time since we talked.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you today.
You too, also, to talk about some important things that are going on. You guys have a survey going on right now, which is kind of a follow-up to some listening sessions you had dealing with what the public and you do as MSU Extension, right?
Absolutely. We're looking to reach people all across the state about the work that we do with MSU Extension. We're in all the counties of the state, and we're trying to make sure that what we are offering in terms of education and resources from the university are really what will match with what people need. Of course, we work in a lot of different areas, and so it's helpful for us to get a better idea of what people are looking for in terms of information, education, and opportunities to connect. So we work with individuals. We try to work with youth and families, businesses, communities, all kinds of different levels. We'd love to have people respond to this survey and help us to understand how we can match with the needs that they have and make a difference in their lives and in the lives of people all across the state. So the survey is open through Tuesday the 23rd, and we'd love to have people look for it. And there's some really simple ways that they can do that.
Okay.
The first way is that our website is very responsive to search engines. So it's been optimized to work with, you know, whatever your favorite search engine is. A lot of people use like Google, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go in and you type MSU Extension Listening Session Survey or Strategic Listening Session Survey, you should be able to connect with a landing page that has a link to that survey.
Oh, okay. So yeah, very easy to do and open to anyone who'd like to do this, not just those who are involved with MSU Extension, but you're looking for those obviously who would be looking for classes and information from MSU Extension, and this is a way to reach out to them.
Yeah, and even if you're hearing this and you're like, I don't even know anything about MSU
right.
Extension, we want to hear from you too, because our aim is to help the general public. We have information about agriculture, but also home gardening and horticulture for individuals. We help people understand things about invasive pests. We help people with nutrition,
yeah.
Food safety, health programming. We work in youth programming from birth through age 19. So we have programs for parents of young kids. We have 4-H programs and other things to help, kids
sure.
that are school age and into college. And then we have community and business development information, natural resources, water and lake
wow.
health and safety, stream management, natural resources, all kinds of different kinds of programs. So if any of that is of interest to you, this survey is 4 questions. It's pretty open-ended. And then we're going to ask some demographic data, because we want to understand who we're reaching with
mm-hmm.
the survey. We want to understand if we're reaching a population that's roughly similar in the region and across the state to the population that we have. So we will ask demographic questions. It's all anonymous, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not looking to put down anybody's name, but it does help us to understand how we can best meet people where they are.
Very good. And you can take that survey through Tuesday, January 23rd. And again, just go to your search engine, any one you use. And the best thing to do is to type in MSU Extension and then the listening sessions. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just did this just to double check how it would work on my own computer. And there's a number of other media sources that have picked up the story, and they have the up-to-date information. So we did have listening sessions all across
yes.
the state in November, December. Weather, is sometimes difficult to make that. And
yeah.
even though the one that's closest to this area was in Grayling, that's still kind of far
yeah.
for people to go all the way from the Tawas area or Oscoda to get all the way over to Grayling, anywhere on the lakeshore. And so this is another opportunity just if to meet you where you are. You can complete it on your smartphone or a tablet or at your home computer, whatever will work for that. So we really appreciate the boost here to get responses through the 23rd.
Glad to do it. She is the District 4 Director for the Michigan State University Extension, Julie Darnton. Julie, thanks for joining us today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks so much, Kevin.